in the middle of Gornahor Rohork's explanation about the properties of the omnipresent cosmic substance Okidanoh and the inevitable consequences of its extraction from the common presence of every planet and of its ensuing destruction, a suspicion arose in me, and all sorts of pictures gradually appeared in my memory, connected with impression perceived during my personal sojourns among your favorites, and in the period of my close observations from the planet Mars of their ordinary being existence, showing how, at different periods, the repeatedly obtained this substance, or its separate parts, from the nature of their planet and used them for their various naively egotistical aims. And when, during Gornahor Rohork's further explanations, I remembered, by association, the request of the great Tunefnef of the planet Mars, I became aware with all my being, and without the least doubt, of all the maleficent consequences of this manifestation of the three-brained beings of your planet. They have named the totality and the separate parts of this substance, sacred for them also, differently at different periods. And at the present time, they name the result of the blending and reciprocal destruction of two parts of this omnipresent substance, electricity. And indeed, although several times in earlier epochs they had already discovered, of course, thanks always to an accidental chain of circumstances, various means of extracting from the nature of their planet and using for their various, as I've called them, naively egoistic aims, the separate parts of this omnipresent substance, absolutely necessary for normal cosmic processes, yet never have they destroyed so much of it as in recent times. So, in this way, thanks to the explanations of my external Kesjanian result, I became absolutely convinced of the maleficent action already begun of the results of the abnormal ordinary being existence of the three-brained beings who have taken your fancy. And, furthermore, the question disturbing my old friend resolved itself, namely, why, during recent times, it has become more and more difficult for the three-brained beings of the planet Mars to perfect themselves. As for the manner in which this question was resolved, I might say that it happened just as described in reference to similar cases in a rarely quoted saying of our esteemed Mullah Nasruddin: you never know who will help you to get out of a galosh. In fact, for the resolution of this question, my old friend had in mind individuals with quite other data and possibilities than those of my friends on Saturn, who were simply ordinary three-brained beings. He probably did not suspect that, as regards such questions, the ordinary three-brained beings who acquire information about all sorts of real cosmic facts, thanks only to their being Parktog duty, are in most cases more competent than any of the angels or cherubim with their ready-made being who, though perfected in reason to high gradations, may nonetheless as regards practical confrontation, appear to be merely such individuals as our always respected Mullah Nasruddin describes in the following words. Never will he understand the suffering of another who has not experienced them himself, though he have divine reason and the nature of a genuine devil. At this point in Beelzebub's tales, there were diffused all along the inter-system ship Karnak artificially produced vibrations which had the property of penetrating into the cosmic presence of all the passengers of the vessel and acting on what are called the wandering nerves of the stomach. This artificially produced phenomenon was an announcement to the passengers that it was time to assemble in the common, what is called Jam Churatra, or a sort of monastic refectory, which the second being food was being collectively taken.